马斯克和贝索斯这两位世界首富确实是冤家路窄。
Musk and Bezos are indeed rivals.
故事要从2004年那顿饭说起。
The story should start with the dinner in 2004.
那会两个人第一次认真聊太空。
They had their first serious conversation about space.
哎，气氛就开始不对了。
The atmosphere started to feel wrong.
马斯克人比较直。
Musk is a very direct person.
刚刚做 SpaceX 不久。
Just finished making a batch of bags.
贝索斯他已经这个悄悄成立了这个蓝色起源公司了。
But Bezos has quietly established this Blue Origin company.
比他早2年，两人约了一顿饭。
He had a meal with him 2 years earlier.
聊可回收火箭这事儿。
Let's talk about the reusable rockets.
马斯克后来回忆这顿饭的时候。
Later, Musk recalled this meal.
哎呀。
Oh no.
我真的尽力给了很多好的建议。
I really tried my best to give a lot of good advice.
但他基本没听，意思。
But he basically didn't understand it.
这哥们不听他劝，他很真心。
This guy really listened to him.
给别人意见。
Give advice.
马斯克也很承认说。
Musk also admitted that.
哎呀。
Oh no.
我都已经撞过墙了。
I've already hit the wall.
你就不要再去撞了。
Don't go there again.
那贝索斯呢？
But Bezos.
那没领情。
Now I don't want to.
那我自己验证不就完事了吗？
Then I can verify it myself.
是吧？
Is it?
这种东西都是验证靠过来。
This kind of thing is verified by experience.
而且每次验证了，才能让自己对这个技术的理解更深刻一点。
And by verifying it each time, I can gain a deeper understanding of the technology.
这没事。
It's okay.
这点小钱。
A little bit of money.
后来马斯克邀请贝索斯参观。
Later, Musk invited Bezos to visit.
SpaceX 参观。
Visit SBE.
完了之后。
After finishing.
贝索斯这理工男。哎、
Jeff Bezos, that engineer.
啥也没说。
Nothing was said.
后来也没有回请马斯克去看他的蓝色起源。
Later, Blue Origin didn't return to Musk to show him his blue.
马斯克的个性就不愿意了，很生气。
Musk is very angry, but he doesn't want to show it.
直接给贝索斯发了封语气比较严肃的邮件。好。
I directly sent a serious toned email to Bezos.
贝索斯一看。
Bezos looked.
有点意外，都一样的东西。
Some things are unexpected.
有啥好看的
？What's good？
之前去你那是盛情难却，你还真较真了哈、啊。
You were so kind to me before, but you're being too strict now.
怕浪费时间，那
Don't be afraid of wasting time.
那就过来吧，这
Come on.
我才邀请马斯克去参观蓝色起源。
This is how Musk would approach Blue Origin.
后来真正公开的冲突是在10年后2013年抢 NASA 的这个发射台的资源。
The real conflict that became public later was over the resources of this launch site in 2013.
SpaceX 呢就想拿肯尼迪航天中心 39A 这个发射台单独垄断这个发射台哈，那蓝色起源就反对。
NASA wants to use the Kennedy Space Center's launch pad 39A alone, which is a controversial move.
希望发射台不能被他一个人独占。
I hope the shooting range can't be used by one person alone.
好，最后 反而是 Space X 赢了。
In the end, Space X won.
那这就从私下的不爽
That's when the frustration started.
变成了这个商业资源的正面冲突了。
This has turned into a conflict between commercial interests.
2014年
2014,
蓝色起源整了一个关于火箭助推器。
Blue Origin has developed a rocket booster.
系在海上平台垂直降落的专利。
Patents for vertical landing on offshore platforms.
这说实话有点不地道。
Frankly, this is not honest.
马斯克这个性立马发飙。
Hamas, you're really getting out of hand.
这哪什么原创啊？
What is this supposed to be?
这玩意全世界都能想到啊。
This is something that everyone can think of.
直接向美国专利机构挑战。
Challenge the United States Patent and Trademark Office directly.
后来，蓝色起源取消了部分专利的主张。
Later, Blue Origin abandoned some of its patent claims.
这事在马斯克眼里就
This is all in Musk's eyes.
你火箭都没真正飞出来就
That's right. Your rockets haven't even taken off yet.
想去用专利来卡别人去做这个事儿。
I just wanted to use patents to force others to do this for me.
后来也一直用这个事儿嘲讽贝索斯哈，法律动作多。
Later, I also continued to mock Bezos with legal actions.
工程进展慢。
The project is progressing slowly.
2015年
2015,
蓝色起源的新格伦这个火箭成功垂直降落。
Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket successfully landed vertically.
贝索斯发帖说，
Jeff Bezos posted on his social media, well,
稀有的野兽，一枚
a rare beast,
用过的火箭。马斯克一看这行内人，一看就知道在忽悠外行。立马出来纠正，蓝色起源是亚轨道飞行。
When Musk saw that the insiders were talking about this, he immediately realized that they were misleading outsiders. He immediately came out to correct them, saying that the blue action was for orbital flight.
但我们呢 ，SpaceX 要做的是轨道级发射，火箭回收。
But as for us, we are tasked with the suborbital launch and recovery of rockets. Hey,
难度不是一个级别。
Difficulty is not a level.
你在游泳池里游泳。
Swim in your swimming pool.
谁不会啊？
Who doesn't?
有本事去横渡海峡。
If you have the ability, cross the Taiwan Strait.
2019年
2019,
亚马逊公布了 Kuiper 卫星。
Amazon has announced the launch of the Kuiper satellite.
互联网计划要发射3000多颗卫星。
The internet plan involves launching over 3,000 satellites.
马斯克看到后，直接在网上回怼这个贝索斯。
After seeing it, Musk directly retorted on the internet.
哎呀
Oh no.
你不抄我的吗
Are you plagiarizing me?
加一个猫的表情
Add a cat emoji.
意思就是 copycat, 抄袭猫
The meaning is copycat or copycat.
抄他新恋的作业
Copy his new girlfriend's homework.
2021年
2021
NASA 把$29亿的登月舱合同给了 SpaceX 蓝色起源
NASA awarded a $29 million contract for lunar landers to Blue Origin, a subsidiary of Bezos Aerospace Systems BSB.
输了之后抗议起诉
Protest and sue after losing.
马斯克又回怼
Musk's another retort.
你不能靠起诉上月球吧?
You can't sue the moon.
贝索斯这次忍不住了。
Jeff Bezos couldn't resist.
他明明是你自己经常抗议政府采购决定。
He clearly protested the procurement decisions made by himself.
现在装的好像只有蓝色起源在打官司。
Currently, only Blue Origin is suing.
2021年。
2021.
马斯克接受采访的时候又损贝索斯。
In an interview, Musk mocked Bezos.
他有点太把自己当回事儿啊。
He's a bit too self-centered.
一是老端着不接地气。
One is old and pretentious.
明明那么有钱，条件那么好。
Even though he was so rich and had such good conditions.
但做事太慢。
But it's too slow.
他还说自己。
He also said that he was.
那我是好心专门来刺激马贝索斯啊。
Nar wochi hausen juen men lysi di mar basuoca.
是吧
?Is it?
希望他多花点时间在蓝色起源上。
I hope he spends more time at Blue Origins.
少花点时间在热水缸里泡着。
Spend less time in the hot tub.
哎呀。
Oh no.
这是真的，这俩的关系完全不是仇。
This matter is completely unrelated to the relationship between these two people. It's not a case of enemies.
是两个风格。
Two styles.
风格完全不同的人互相不服。
People with completely different views cannot get along.
同时也在相互给压力。
Also, I was thinking about putting pressure on each other.
相互促进。
Mutual promotion.
贝索斯是长期主义基础设施。
Jeff Bezos is a long-term infrastructure.
慢慢铺，组织化，去推进。
Gradually, the organization is being promoted.
马斯克呢，是极限压缩周期。
Musk is a limit compression cycle.
先干再改。
First do, then revise.
慢慢改。
Gradually change.
再立马继续干。
Keep going immediately.
马斯克觉得贝索斯慢条斯理，思维守旧，啥事儿都法律化。
Musk believes that Bezos is methodical and conservative thinking is a legalistic approach.
官僚，贝索斯倒是不怎么回应他。
Jeff Bezos, the bureaucrat, doesn't seem to be responding to him.
但可能觉得马斯克也太激进。
But I think Musk is too radical.
还喜欢嘲讽别人。
Still likes to mock others.
贝索斯更像商业系统的工程师。
贝索斯言言声以在通的工程师。
他先问客户要什么。
He first asked the customer what they wanted.
市场长期会怎么变?
How will the market change in the long run?
我能不能用一套系统持续降低成本?
Can I use a system to continuously reduce costs?
提升体验。
Improve experience.
扩大规模。
Expand.
马斯克更像是物理极限工程师。
Musk is more like a physical limit engineer.
他会先问这件事。
He will first ask about this matter.
在物理上能不能做到？成本。
Can it be done physically in terms of cost?
能不能打到原来四分之一
？Can it reach one quarter of the original?
能不能用极限工程把整个行业重写一遍？
Can you use extreme engineering to revamp the entire industry?
这就是两个人最底层的差异。
This is a difference between two people.
然后有人说。
Then some people said.
说。
Well.
哎，马斯克是个开拓者。
Musk is an innovator.
是个创新者。
He is an innovator.
那贝索斯只是去。一个商人，哈。
that Bezos was just going to a businessman.
我不太同意这种说法哈。
I don't agree with this statement.
千万不要觉得贝索斯没有创新哈，这是一个非常大的误会。
Don't think that Bezos doesn't innovate. This is a big misunderstanding.
好，马斯克能创新。
Farmers can innovate.
能成功，过去也成功过。
I can succeed, and I have succeeded.
但是，不代表未来也能成功。
But it doesn't mean that success is guaranteed in the future.
时间还早。
It's still early.
不要着急。
Don't worry.
创人类历史记录 1.75 万亿美金的 IPO SpaceX 招股书全文详解，来会员专区。
Detailed explanation of the SpaceX IPO prospectus, which is estimated to be worth $1.75 trillion. Access to the members-only area.